I would like to know who was on the selection committee when they chose that gospel. Because it just really doesn't seem like Jesus talking to us at all. Because, you know, when we talk about hate, when we say hate somebody, what we really want is evil or something bad to happen to them. And we know that is not Christ speaking that. So it is a language thing, I guess, in those particular days, to really emphasize a point, they would exaggerate to the extreme. So instead of saying, I really want you to choose me, even over your own family, over your friends, over your job, over all these other things, that's what he's really trying to say to us. I want you to choose me first. I want to have number one priority in your life. And so he doesn't mean that you wish evil to your parents or your brothers or sisters or your friends or anything because they might stand in the way once in a while. That's not what he's talking about. He said, I want you to regularly choose me. So again, what it is, it's a little story about discipleship. Remember that in Luke's gospel, Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. And we know what happens in Jerusalem. That's his destiny. That's where he's going. That's what he came to this world to accomplish. He's going to Jerusalem to suffer, to die, but then to be glorified. And so that's in his mind. That's where Jesus is focused. And so on the way, he's trying to teach his disciples, you know, what it's going to cost them. This is not an easy task. It's not an easy task for anybody who follows Christ. And especially in our world today, we get so little support from so many other people around us. There was a time when the community kind of supported you. Your family supported you. Even there sometimes you don't find the encouragement that used to be there. We're not the Christian people that we used to be. We're not the supportive people that we used to be. So it's the challenge always is to, how are you measuring up to what Christ is trying to ask of you, what he expects of you? And what he is telling you is it's going to be the price that you have to pay. So on his way, he's teaching his disciples, but he's teaching all these other people who are following him also. If you want to be my disciple, it's going to cost you something. This is not just a game we play so that, oh, today I feel like I want to follow Jesus, so I'll be nice to people and I'll do what he wants me to do today. But tomorrow I'll take care of my own needs. And then the day after I'll follow what my friends want to do. And even if they're contrary to what I consider my Lord's wishes for me. So we can't play games like that. He said, if you're going to make a commitment to Christ, make a commitment and live up to it. So he's really challenging us to look into our own discipleship. What kind of a disciple are you? Are you a fair-weather disciple? One who speaks very highly of his Lord and professes profusely that this is what I believe in. He is my Lord. He is the one I follow. I appreciate, I love my Lord. But then we do whatever we feel like doing, even if it's contrary to what he asks of us. The challenge is, am I living up to that? Am I willing to take what it really takes to be a disciple? Am I really willing to receive that? And he said, if you're going to be my follower, no, it's not going to be easy. There are times that you're going to have to suffer for that. People will laugh at you because you don't believe in abortion. People will maybe make fun of you because you have a moral code that you live by. People may laugh at you because, or try to convince you otherwise that drugs are a fine thing. They're a lot of fun. Or they may try to convince you that I know I've had enough to drink, but they may try to convince you to have one more. You all this kind of stuff. So we're not getting that kind of support, and it's very easy to vacillate. But Christ said, if we're going to be his follower, know that along the way, there's going to be some crosses. There's going to be some pain. There's going to be some suffering. It is not always easy to be faithful to Christ. It's not always easy to make him number one in our lives. That our Lord is truly the Lord of our life. And that I look, first of all, what does he say to me? What does he expect of me before I make decisions that maybe are very questionable or dangerous or hurtful, not only to me, but to other people as well. So the challenge is to us, how good a disciple are you? You know, Jesus' journey, our journey is something like that. Every one of us has our own journey. We can pattern it after the journey of Christ. We know what our destiny is supposed to be. We know where we want to be ultimately. We want to be with our Lord for all eternity. We want to share this glory that he's laid out for us and handed to us. That's what we want ultimately. But along the way, some days it's very easy. Some days the path is very smooth and very easy. Some days it's very rocky. Some days there are thorn bushes along the side. Some days there are opposition or crowds that maybe get in our way. So there's all kinds of stuff that happens. And he said, all you need to do is keep reaffirming to yourself that I am number one, and that we try our very best to follow the example that Christ gives to us. You know, we have a wonderful example in our world. Most of us have heard stories of Mother Teresa. Well, today she's canonized in Rome. She's declared among the saints in heaven. Now, you take a look at somebody's life, and you say to yourself, why would anybody choose the life that she chose? Why would anybody do that? You know, it sounds very romantic. It sounds wonderful. I take care of the poorest of the poor. I take care of the lowest people on earth. I take care of the starving people of the earth. I take care of sick people of the earth that nobody wants around. You know, that sounds very glamorous to us, you know. Wow, what a wonderful thing to do. But could you commit to a life of doing that every day of your life? Imagine getting up in the morning and celebrating the Eucharist, finding the strength that you need to go out and to be among the poorest, the dirtiest, the most rejected people on earth all day. That you try to bring them some kind of comfort, to let them know that somebody in this world cares about them, that somehow this God who made us all loves them in spite of all the misery that they have to endure. And to do that all day, day after day. Could any of us make a commitment like that? I mean, it sounds really wonderful. Oh yeah, that sounds like a good thing to do. But see, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, how do you handle that? How do you handle that? You have to be an extraordinarily strong person to do that. I always admire, say, people like nurses and doctors who have to deal with people who are frequently in maybe not the best of shape, and how they can come back and deal with that day after day after day. Not the extreme of a Mother Teresa, but still nonetheless doing that day after day. That's got to be a challenge. It's got to be a challenge to keep yourself up and to be able to give something positive to these people that you are serving. That has to be a real challenge. I imagine there's many, many professions that we have to deal with. Teachers. I admire teachers. I don't know how they can do it. But day after day, to be working with kids, sometimes they're interested, sometimes they're not. Sometimes they have other issues that they're trying to deal with that the teachers will not always know. So there's all kinds of, how do you keep yourself so positive that you know that you have something of value that they need in their lifetime, and you want to give that to them, even if sometimes they don't seem to want it? How do you do that? How do you keep that spirit up? And I guess that's what Christ is challenging us. Like Mother Teresa, she said to somebody one time, they said, how can you do this day after day after day? And she said, it's only with the Eucharist. I have to be reassured every morning when I receive the sacrament of the body and blood of Christ that I am doing the work of Christ and nobody else. So somehow or another, it's that spirit that got her to the altar today where she is declared among the saints in heaven. That kind of spirit. Could I do that? No, I couldn't. I know I couldn't. But it's the challenge in the Christian life. What am I called to do? As difficult as it is, as painful as it may be, as much suffering as it may cause me, as much misery as it may cause me, do I have the spirit, the faith, that I can make that kind of a commitment, that I say, I will do whatever you want me to do? Our Blessed Lady, that was her whole life. Whatever you ask, I will do. That's what a real disciple is. It's not an easy journey. Most of us are not expected to do the heroic things like a Mother Teresa or her followers. Most of us are not expected to be teachers. Most of us, except in your home, you're obviously a teacher. But all of these other things, the marvelous professions that people embrace to serve other people on a daily basis. It's wonderful. It's a marvelous gift. Each and every one of us is called to something. Maybe it's in our own family to be the stalwart who keeps reaffirming that Christ is number one in this household. Maybe hard to do. When kids get a certain age, they just kind of lose interest. And sometimes adults lose interest. Sometimes things don't go well in life, and we look for somebody to kind of blame. And frequently, it's easy to blame God because we believe that he can do all things. Why didn't he do something here? The question might be, why didn't I ask? So on this Sunday, remember that gospel is not talking about wishing evil to anybody. It's a matter of making choices. Do I make Christ my first choice? That's the question. And we're challenged every day by our Lord, by other people, to choose him first. Mother Teresa did that. She was a marvelous example. Many, many people do that every day of their life, many of them. Most of them you don't know anything about. Look at all the people who spend their lives in service to other people, who are willing to get up every day, no matter what the difficulties, no matter what the struggle, no matter how much they were rejected, how disinterested their audience may be, the ones that they are trying to serve, but they get up and do it again. And that's what Christ says. I want you to be able to do that. If you're my disciple, you put me first, and I will guide you along the way. I will be with you at every step of that journey. You won't make the journey alone. It's not going to be easy all the time. Sometimes it is. Enjoy those times. But when it's not, we know that he's there. He may be quiet, he may not be visible, but we know he's there. That's what our faith teaches us. So it's a challenge to us. What kind of a disciple are you? Have you grown at all in the last year, 10 years? Has anything changed in your life, in your relationship with our Lord, with other people? It's important for us. because we are alive and Christ is alive, things change for us. And we have to be aware of that and be willing to change in the direction that he calls us. But he is always there. And he calls us. We are his disciples.